up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Back after a few days off. How exciting is this? The podcast.
We are back and better than ever, some would say.
Someone's just called my phone. Blake, it's my cousin. How are you, mate?
Very good, mate.
You're on the podcast. Say hi to everyone.
Oh, wow. I'm nervous.
You've always wanted to do your own podcast, right? This is your spotlight, mate. Show everyone how good you are.
Mate, dreams are coming true. How good is this?
This is the biggest podcast you'll ever be on, mate.
All right. Well, I'm too nervous now. I got to go.
I'll call you back after this, okay? Thanks, mate. Bye. There you go. Live radio at its best, even though it's pre-recorded.
We had a huge show today. Who would have thunk it? We're being represented here in the Goulburn Valley. A guy from Kyabram was on The Voice.
He's a character, Callum Gleeson. Had a fun little chat with him. Plus, we talk about exes. Do they still send you memories? And what were you named after?
It's a curious one. Some people are named after weird things like Josiah.
Yes. Well, mine's a bit more normal but kind of cool. I like what I was named after.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
Herbie, though.
Represents nothing about you, though.
We found out something about you, though, which was quite interesting. Natalie. What were you going to be called? We got your mum on. She revealed something unbelievable.
And also, treasure's been found. We didn't find it, unfortunately. But $1.4 million has been found in the States.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other treasure that was found somewhere in that guy's body.
No.
That was unbelievable,
that, is
that
gold,
story.
Though.
We will tell you all about that. Thanks for downloading. We'll speak to you on the next one.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Names are a funny thing. They're your identity. They're something that's with you your whole life. Some people do change their names. Some people question your name. And some people have rare names. Like, I'd say Josiah is quite rare these days.
I met a Josiah for the first time ever in January this year at Aquamoves at our pool party that I hosted here, the Hawaiian theme. And he lives right here in the GV. Shout out to him if he's listening this morning. He goes to, I should have listened to him, some school. He goes to school somewhere here.
There you go, another Josiah out there. See, Natalie's quite common. In my year level alone at school, I had three other Natalies.
Who's Natalie?
Myself.
Oh, I thought Herbie was your first name. I'm so sorry.
My real name is Natalie. But look, for many people, thinking about what you're going to name your kid is a discussion that happens quite early on in a relationship. And I know people out there who've already got their baby names picked out. I was with some friends over the weekend and one of my girlfriends has notes in her phone and the list is probably, I dare say, 40 names deep. She's got names for girls, boys and for pets.
Is she single?
She's actually in a relationship.
Come on, I don't believe you.
She's in a relationship.
Because I'm telling you, as a bloke, when a girl comes, I actually had a girl did this with me once. Mm. She was talking to me and she's like, yeah, so my girl's going to be called this, my boy is this. I said, huh?
Yeah.
All righty.
See, I've thought about it, but I haven't got notes in my...
Yeah, and you don't tell a guy over a coffee what you're going to call your kids.
No, definitely not. But... you do it once you're in a relationship and you are planning on having your kids. The discussion will pop up. And for one lady, she was having the discussion with her sister about what she's going to call her kid because she is pregnant. And her sister was shocked to find out what her sister is planning on calling her kid.
Gary.
It's worse. So the aunt-to-be said her sister is planning on calling her daughter Portabella.
Portabella.
After the mushroom.
Yeah, I don't actually mind that.
Now, she said she's calling it Portabella because she is a massive mushroom fan. She loves them. She says that she has them with every meal and as a girl, she can call her Bella for short. So
this is the one that you put in your risotto, not like something you do to, you know, go on a trip.
No crazy mushrooms here, just the nice ones, edible ones. And so, yeah, she's saying, I want to call her Portabella. We'll call her Bella for short. And the sister's going, you can't do that. She goes, you have an obsession with KFC. And the sister said, well, I'm not calling my kid Colonel.
Or Zinger. I call my kid Zinger.
Literally.
Zinger Sharla. Here he is.
But it got the internet pretty excited over the weekend because people were saying, no, you can't call someone after a mushroom. Like, you just can't. And then I've gone, this is going to set the kid up to be bullied for life. Oh, what are you named after? A mushroom.
I really like the name.
You do?
Portabella. Yeah, I think it sounds quite feminine and nice.
Well, I guess it's nice because it sounds a little bit Italian.
It does. It sounds Italiano.
But I don't know. If you got told you're named after a mushroom, would you be happy with that?
I mean, I'd prefer to be told that I was named after a celebrity or something else. Josiah, I was named after the youngest ever king in the history of the world. He was king at 7 years old, King Josiah.
What have you done?
I am the king of the Goulburn Valley. Oh, man, that's going a bit far. Let's say I'm Prince.
Look, I'm just named Natalie. I don't even know why I'm named Natalie. But two of my younger brothers, actually, they're named after people. And so Sean, he's named after Sean Connery.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Liam. Guess who Liam's named after?
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Is actually? There's a lot of people that name their kids after footy players. Maybe you've got a kid called Holden after your favourite car. I've got your mum on the phone now, Trish. Trish, you didn't name Herbie after a mushroom, did you?
No.
I've always wanted to know Natalie, because that's her real name. Most people know her as Herbie. But where did you get Natalie from? Are you a big Nat Cole King fan? Is it Natalie Cooper from The Today Show? Who do you love?
No. I think we just, her dad and I didn't agree. I wanted Natalia. And we can compromise on Natalie.
We're not Italian or anything, Mum.
I don't know. You could have been Helga or something like that if you wanted to match the surname.
Well, that's
Helga
true.
Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Well, you are German, aren't you? Isn't that your background?
Yes. So you, be careful. Some of those German names are, you know.
I've always wondered, Mum, because my older brother, Matt, is named Matt. Why did you go one and two, Matt and Nat?
Oh, yeah. It's faster to yell out. When you're in trouble. Nat.
I love that you preempted that your kids were going to be naughty, Trish. It's like you just knew. Helga, did you genuinely consider naming Herbie Helga?
No.
Oh.
No, that's quite a strong name.
I wish you did. Imagine waking up with Josiah and her. Is the bread Helga's? Good on you, Trish. Thanks for calling through. Appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Look. There's some stories you read in the morning and you have to read through maybe four times before you go, okay, this is actually real. This isn't a lie. This has happened to someone. And this morning I've come across that story. And for men out there, I'm going to give you the warning now. It is going to make you feel not too comfortable. So for one man over in India, he had some stomach pain. He was in a lot of pain and didn't really know what to do. Obviously, after a while, he thought, nah, this is getting a little bit out of hand. I've got to go to hospital. So he went to hospital. He explained to all the doctors, yep, I've got this pain. There's something in my belly. Now, they did some research and realized, yeah, there's something is. We'll just go in and get it out. And it's just a routine surgery. So normally you just go in. I'm sure it's a few incisions and then, boom, you take whatever's in the stomach out. Not in this situation. So a bizarre twist occurred during the routine surgery. So the doctor went to remove the foreign object and then quite awkwardly he found out that the cable that they were looking for wasn't actually inside the urinary bladder, but it was inside all the way down to his willy.
How does it get in there? That doesn't seem right.
That's a good question. A lot of doctors had this question as well because the 25 years of experience from his surgeon, he said he's never seen anything like this. So it was a mobile phone cable. I can let you know that much.
What do you mean like a cable, like a charger?
Like a charger, like a cable, like the string, but a bit thicker. Now, the reason, so the doctors asked, mate, what's going on? We've taken it out. We've fixed your problem, but how did that get in you? And the reason he said that he had swallowed it and it accidentally inserted the mobile charger through his genitalia.
How do you get it? Like, I get the, I've heard of stories, like, you hear of gerbils going up the butt. Like, a lot of guys are into that sort of stuff. Not a lot. That's a really big generalization. Every guy.
Me and my mates, every day.
Every single guy in the world is into having gerbils put up there. No. So it's not put up the old rectum. We can say that this time of morning. It's actually gone in through his.
Yes, the wee.
I don't understand how. Like,
I don't get it either, but I have seen things in surgeries where, like, they've had to put cameras up.
Of course, that's normal. Like, you know, many men have, you know, all sorts of operations and they have to go in that way. Mm. But to get a phone charger in that way, that's impossible. It's straight up impossible.
It's not. It's happened.
I have so many questions which I'm not allowed to ask.
It's just so ridiculous. And the x-ray's even better because it's just a cord inside his body and that's what it is there.
You know, with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, it's a very negative place. This is the one story that has made me hate the world even more. Like, I'm actually angry at this story. Like,
you're angry because he can do it and you can't?
No. It's not something I want to try. I'm not going to get home herbs and go, all right, let's see if this phone charger fits.
I think you need a new party trick. This could be it.
I can blow bubbles off the end of my tongue. Next time, I'm going to be shoving chargers up my...
You know, people always seem to lose chargers. If they start going missing around you, we know why.
Yeah. Herbie stayed over last night. Charger went missing. Josiah's house again.
Like, at least I can charge my phone.
You don't want to charge it that way, trust me.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Good news, Herbs. $1.4 million worth of gold has been found in the US.
I mean, is that good news really for us? Because I know we didn't find it.
Nah, we did. In fact, we didn't even jump on the search for this. This is the world's biggest ever treasure hunt. Unbelievable story. Hamish and Andy, you said in one of their shows they were searching for it.
Perfect Holiday, yes. This was so exciting. In their show, they just went looking for this gold because someone hid it once upon a time, supposedly.
Hamish and Andy were one of hundreds of thousands of people that have searched for this treasure chest. It's worth millions of dollars, like I said, and four people have even died just looking for this treasure.
Which is unbelievable.
Which is funny because there's a bloke, his name's Mr. Fenn. He lives in Santa Fe. He's the one that started this treasure hunt. He's 89 years old now. Forrest Fenn is his full name. He packed and repacked this treasure chest so many times so he could fit that much gold in there that it's worth $1.4 million. It weighed 10 kilograms. Like, this is an unbelievable story, and he hid it in the Rocky Mountains wilderness. I wonder if you, obviously it's pretty exciting that you've started this treasure hunt, like one of the world's biggest ones. Do you feel bad that four people have died trying to find the treasure that you set out there?
Probably not.
You wouldn't?
I mean, you didn't tell them to go die for it. You said, this is the clue, look for it.
If he hadn't put out the treasure, though, they wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, but he's also, how many people would have he helped with this?
One person, because there's only one person that found
it. The experiences, the holidays.
I wish we jumped on this a bit further. I wish Hamish and Andy found it, to be honest.
They came close. It looked like they were going to get it.
They got so close that they actually had to put clues in the newspaper from a couple of years ago. I think old Fenny, he's 89 years old. He thought he was probably going to cark it in the next few years. So he started putting out some more and more clues the last couple of years because he's like, I really want someone to find this before I die.
I like this. I think more rich people should do this. They've got so much money. When you're a billionaire, millionaire, you've got money that you don't even realize when it goes, you know? Oh, a million here, a million there. So why don't they all start hiding it around the world?
Well, we could do that, or we could give it to charity.
Could do that. Well, I think they all do that anyway. A lot of people do. They do it to help their taxes.
It's a good idea because it does, in the world that we live in at the moment, there's a lot going on. It's a nice little distraction to know that you've got on a little treasure hunt. Mm. But I don't understand how there could be hundreds of thousands of people looking for it in an area of the Rocky Mountains. And I get that it's a dense part of the world, but surely someone's come across it. How well did he hide it?
That's what I thought too when I was watching Perfect Holiday. But it is very much Rocky Mountains, as it says. So it's understandable when you see the footage of where it was sort of hidden around that no one found it.
Well, the article doesn't say how those four people died either. Did they die trying to kill each other for the treasure, or did they fall off a Rocky Mountain? It wasn't not. Why not? If I saw a bloke about to get $1.4 million worth of treasure and I saw him uncover it and no one else is around, oh, sorry, he fell off the Rocky Mountain. Money's mine. As if you wouldn't do the same.
I am never buying a lotto ticket with you then.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie's on the phone to Callum Gleeson at the moment, who we've been trying to track down for the last 20 minutes or so. Do we have him, Herbs?
Yeah, we got him.
Callum, morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, you know what? You're harder to track down than the Prime Minister, but I love it. You're on the show. Mate, is the fame, mate, you are one of the most famous people in Australia after last night on The Voice. Let me just play to the Goulburn Valley to everyone that missed it. You gotta swing your hips now. Come on, baby. A unique performance to say the least, but you stole Delta's heart. She turned a chair around, mate. That must have been a pretty special moment for you.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. Just brilliant.
Going into the show, Callum, was there a judge you wanted to turn their chair? Well, hopefully that they turn their chair for you.
Well, I just, to be honest, I just wanted a chair to turn. I wasn't really fussed on who turned, but if I had a preference, it would have been Guy Sebastian, because I sort of felt that he's been on a show like this before, so he knows what to expect from it.
Yeah, good point.
And of course, Boy George has been in the music biz for how long?
So he's definitely got a hand on what to expect as well.
Callum, you had all four judges up there afterwards, even though Delta was the one that turned around. They're all dancing along with you to your song. That regardless, to have people like Kelly Rowland and Boy George, Guy Sebastian, Delta Goodrum standing around you while you're singing, dancing, that's a pretty special moment for anyone. You're just a boy from Kyabram.
I am. I mean, I didn't even think that I would get that far onto the show, let alone have all four judges of that caliber dancing up on stage with me. That was just a huge buzz for me.
You have been on The Voice stage, which is an amazing stage to be on, but before that you were performing all around Kyabram and the Goulburn Valley. Where is your favourite place that you've played locally?
Oh,
the boy.
That's a tough one. I would have to say my favourite place to play would have to be the One Ute Tavern.
The One Ute Tavern. You don't get out to the Kyabram West Hotel, perform for the bikies out there at all, mate?
No, I haven't been out there.
What are you up to this morning, mate? You've been a hard man to track. You're obviously famous for poodle breeding, or you get your dogs to perform in poodle shows as well. You've been out grooming the poodles this morning. How are they going? Are they taking your fame well?
Oh, well, they were actually quite a big thing. When I did the interview for The Voice, they said to me, "What do you do in your spare time?" And when I said I show toy poodles, they've really jumped on that. And they were quite the feature on the show. So that's going to be huge for us.
Well, mate, you're a producer's dream, that's for sure. Toy poodles, incredible voice, mate. You're a walking gem.
Thank you.
Do you reckon, Callum, then, going forward, we know they've got the battle rounds. Are we going to see the poodles perform with you? Will they be doing their little show while you're singing?
Yeah, nah. No. They don't take fame very well.
What are you up to? Are you still in Kyabram at the moment, mate, or have you moved to Melbourne? Where are you basing yourself throughout all this?
No, still in Kyabram. Still in Kyabram.
Still a local boy. It's a bit cold outside at the moment, isn't it?
Too cold for me. I don't do winter.
Yeah, neither do you and I both, mate. You know what? We need to get tops off and head up to Fiji or somewhere and do a little performance on the islands there. That feels like it's a bit more Callum and Josiah.
Mate, that'd be awesome.
Sorry, what are you going to bring to the table, Josiah? Because Callum's got the talent.
I'll hold your poodles for you, Callum. Mate, I am the biggest dog lover you could have. How do you find poodles? Because they're quite moody dogs, aren't they? Because my dad had one growing up, and one came back from the hairdresser once, and they laughed at it. And the thing hid under the bed for 2 weeks.
Do you know what? Ours are the sweetest, most beautiful natured little dogs you would ever want to meet. They are just absolute gems.
Hey,
so we could not be happier with them.
Callum, I reckon you're going to be a superstar on The Voice this year. I'm encouraging the whole Goulburn Valley listening, you are a Kyabram boy, to get around a local person. What we are very good at here in the GV is supporting locals, yep. Callum. So everyone listening, get right behind him. Callum, I'd love to come out to the parents' place or to your place and meet you, meet the poodles and really drive this, because we want to see you go far in this competition, mate.
Oh, mate, I would love to go as far as I possibly can.
Well, fingers crossed. I'm sure we'll speak to you throughout the journey, mate.
Thank you very much.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I've got an idea for the show, and I want to run it by you because it's something you're going to have to do.
Is it actually going to be I have to do it, or you're just giving me the reason to do it?
Basically, I'm just forcing you to do something. I want to break a world record. So there's been a bloke, and I reckon this is doable. A man in the US, he set the new world record. He's guzzled a litre of lemon juice in 17 seconds.
Yuck.
Now, I don't mind lemon juice. I like to put a lemon in my water most days.
Yeah, they say it's good for your gut.
Yeah, don't know what it's done to my gut, but you know what? If the doctor says it's great, I'll do it anyway. I'm one of those ones. Pretty impressionable, to be honest. 17 seconds, though, this is just pure lemon juice, a litre of it. Not just a little bit of lemon in your water. This is lemon juice. Yeah. I reckon you can beat that.
See, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't love lemon juice.
Perfect. We're going to try it on the show.
Which I think you just said that you do, so you have a better chance of beating the record. So if we try it on the show, I think you should do it.
Cool. You're going to be doing it tomorrow on the show. You don't have a choice. We're going to be trying to get Herbie sculling a litre of lemon juice, and I'm going to call it right now.
Where are you going to get a litre of lemon juice from?
You just buy those ones from, you know, the ones you put in your pancakes from Coles? You know, they just come in the packet?
They're literally still 300 mils.
Don't worry about it. We'll get three of those. Chuck them all in.
You'd still need more.
Let's be honest. You're not going to get through half a glass anyway.
I'm not going to get through any of it.
Your guts will be good though, at least.
No, it won't. It can tear your insides out as well and be bad for your teeth, the acidity.
Well, David survived. He did it in 17 seconds. The hardest part of this is keeping it down. So I reckon tomorrow on the show, if we can give this a crack and win the world record, you might actually like it.
I won't like it, but I'm happy. Do you know what? I'm happier to give it a crack because I think if we could get our show a world record, brilliant. But I'm telling you now, I don't back myself.
That's all right. You need to be a bit more positive about this situation though, because you know what? If you put your heart to it and you put your mind to it, yeah. Herbie, just like your teacher will tell you, just like your parents will tell you, anything is possible.
Then why aren't you doing it?
Because I read the story first. I do everything. The other day, I just dyed my hair, my beard red, so everyone in the Golden Valley could get some ginger beer.
Did you do the second part and put the application in?
Of course I did. I haven't heard back yet. We're still waiting on that bit. Doesn't matter. It's your turn now. A litre of lemon juice down your gullet tomorrow on the show, this time,
oh,
Golden Valley.
Wait.
Get it. Throw your messages of support. Here, this is how he trained, right? So this is what you can do today.
Okay.
He trained by drinking water, half lemon, half water, through a straw, because he reckons if you suck
that's
it through a
straw. Tangy, though.
Yeah, that'll get rid of that, you know, tangy bit. Whereas I reckon if you just forget everything, clear the mind, do a bit of meditation before we do it tomorrow, and just skull. It'll stay
down. I'm not going to do any kind of training for this. I can tell you that now. I will just be doing it as a first shot. Hoping that I can beat 17 seconds.
I've seen you scull a beer in 1 second. So just, you know what, if you tell your mind that lemon juice tomorrow is a beer, you
can
do it.
I should be fine. I did have a lot of practice over the weekend. So.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I want to talk about exes, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends. We've all got one. If you don't, good on you. I was with my family over the weekend having a family dinner with my parents, Skender and Paula, and we're sitting around and Dad, his phone lit up and a little text popped up or Facebook, whatever it was. Mm. He's like, no way, have a look at this. It's a photo of him, right, when he's probably even younger than me, maybe in his early 20s, and he's got this girl cuddling him.
Oh, lovely.
It was in colour. Like, Dad isn't that old. It wasn't black and white. He had it in colour. Early days, like the thing, it must have had to go through the pharmacy.
The first print. Yeah.
Took 12 days to get printed out. But his one of his ex-girlfriends had just decided to text it through going, how cute is this photo of us when we were younger? Mum's just sitting there next to Dad. My mum, the best human in the world, couldn't care less. And not that there's
sure
anything wrong.
Sure, you shouldn't care at this age.
But do you find it a bit strange the next girlfriend just decided to bring up a memory from 40 years ago going, look at us cuddling in our 20s?
Yeah. Yes and no. I think because they're older and because it would have been a memory from way, way back, it's not as weird. But say if your ex today sent you one, weird. That's very odd.
I find with modern day technology such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know how it brings up memories now? So if you've got a Snapchat memory, I'm like, oh, there's my ex-girlfriend and I'm making out. If you then go and send that to that ex-girlfriend, a little bit weird.
I do think that when people start sending those memories, especially these days, to their ex, they're doing it for another reason. Like, for instance, I know that there's someone in your life who has been sending messages of late and I believe they're trying to get back into your life.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Mm. What was they asked me that question. Where were we that time? She was asking me about this girl while we dated. And I'm like, why do you care? That was 5 years ago. Second of all, you now have a boyfriend. Why do you care?
Exactly.
And you were saying you reckon she's still keen.
I reckon she's now realized you're the one that got away.
Keep dreaming, love. I'd rather make out with my foot. I want to talk about this on 13, 12, 16. Do you have an ex in your life that still sends you memories? Is there something that they're still trying to get in touch about? Herbs, have you got an ex-boyfriend?
I do.
Are you sure? First of all.
Do you know what? Actually, he did contact me last year, my most recent ex, on my birthday. He didn't send me like a birthday message. He commented on the jumper that was in a photo that was obviously uploaded of me on the day. And brought up the memory of how I got that jumper because he found me the jumper and everything.
Wow.
Didn't even say happy birthday, just started talking about, yeah, the jumper and going, how nice that day was.
Mate, we all think it. You don't have to send it.
Yeah.
Big question.
Blocked.
Would you rather get back with him or make out with your foot?
I'll take my foot. It's a foot party in here today, guys.
We're all making out with our feet. 13, 12, 16. Let's open up the phones right now. Goulburn Valley, get involved. Have you had an ex still get in touch? Have they sent you a memory? Is it like a photo like my dad received? Or maybe they forward you a Snapchat memory?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to hear.
Give us an old present.
Or an old present? Yeah, maybe they got in touch somehow. Did it? Maybe they sent you a memory and you got back with them.
You left this at my house 20 years ago. I'm returning it now. We have had a message come through at our Instagram. Jade's message through saying that she received a message from a guy she went to primary school with who sent a picture of the love note she sent him when they were in year three.
Wow.
I remember doing them when I was in primary school. You know how you'd see a boy after, or a girl in your instance, and I honestly thought I could be their girlfriend after just looking at them.
Well, yeah, you are. In your head, you are. I remember saying, oh, this in 2020, you get arrested for this. I remember being in kindergarten, the girl I liked, I convinced myself she was my girlfriend in my head, ran up to her, gave her a kiss on the cheek and ran off. I got detention.
Well, nothing's changed, really. So you're doing that the other night.
Well, they're still running off.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Over in Japan, they've actually lifted the state of emergency, which is a good sign. I mean, here in Australia, we're doing similar steps in New Zealand. Today is their first day of real freedom, which is crazy to think that they've got no active cases of COVID-19 at the moment. Hopefully we can get there. But we know as things get lifted, more rules get put into place in society. And the East and West Japan theme park associations have come out with a new list of rules that 30 of their major amusement park operators in Japan, including Oriental Land Company, which is the operator of Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea and Universal Studios Japan, must abide by.
See, this is a big one for me. If I'm going to Japan, I'm going to Disneyland. Like, it's a must.
Well, they're using Disneyland now for the NBA. Oh, not in Japan, but in America.
As in the courts?
I'm nearly 100% sure that's
Universal?
Where they're playing.
How good.
Over there, because it's obviously enclosed, so it helps. But now, I looked at some of these rules last night, and I thought many of them are items to be expected, recommend increasing sanitising measures. So lots of hand sanitiser, body temperature checks will be happening for everyone who enters the park, which you and I spoke about. Places we went to over the weekend, that happened when we went to restaurants. So nothing really too crazy there. They're saying that you must use a face mask. Some get a little bit odd where they say conversations should be kept as short as possible. They don't want you to linger around.
Stop talking to people. Hey, you've been speaking for too long. Move on. Get on the roller coaster.
But there's one that I think a lot of people will struggle with. So what it has asked of people is to not scream.
Bit hard on a roller coaster, isn't it?
If you're on a roller coaster, you are not allowed to scream. They say no screaming or no shouting.
Because you're going to give coronavirus to someone?
I guess so. I don't really know, but that one I flagged it with myself and said, I don't know if I could do that. Like, I'm not much of one to get scared on roller coasters and scream, but I think it's more for the joy of it that you might let out a scream.
Well, sometimes that's just the adrenaline pumping through. You just let it out. Like, I've been on when we have the Shepparton show here in town on the, what do you call the big dipper thing that goes up and down
the
and upside
pirate
down?
Ship thing.
Oh, similar to that, yeah. I was screaming like a little schoolgirl when I went on that thing, and there's no way, no coronavirus, no disease is going to stop me from yelling.
I'm intrigued to actually hear it. Like, imagine going to a theme park now. It'll take away the joy, surely. You go there and you just hear nothing. Like, right now, ready?
Yeah, that's not happening on a roller coaster. Have you ever been to Disneyland before?
No.
See, it's the happiest place on earth. And they're not lying. Like, my dad hated it because dad was looking around. He's like, someone's about to do something. Like, this is too nice. Like, everyone's too smiley. Everyone's too happy. Where's the serial killer? When's he going to come out? It has that feeling.
So at least now you hear him coming.
Yeah, because everyone's quiet because they can't scream.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
You love pizza?
Yeah.
I prefer a thin base, homemade. I reckon I'd go to pizza.
You're gonna hate me. I'm gonna get judged a lot across the Goulburn Valley this morning. But I've always just been a standard, you know, crust kind of guy lately. I've been going gluten free.
Of course you have.
Yeah, I've been. It just makes you feel a tiny bit better about having a disgusting
pizza
topping. They're dense.
The gluten free is so they're not light and fluffy. My housemate has it. It doesn't.
It's delicious. If it's done well by a good pizza place, and there's a couple in Shepparton.
Yeah.
Delish.
Who are you turning into, mate?
I don't know.
Up next, Josiah's now vegan.
yeah, and I'm going to preach and tell you why you should be too near.
But look, for one man over in Belgium, He has just had too much pizza. I honestly didn't think it was a thing. Like, I thought I could eat pizza and then wake up in the morning, eat my leftover pizza, then have more pizza for lunch. You just can always have pizza.
Yeah, but you do get pizza hangovers sometimes. Mm. You know, when you get in a coma, you have a whole pizza and you probably should have had half and have some more the next day.
And then you give it an hour and you go, I've got to eat the more of it. And this story is unbelievable, I'm telling you, because a guy named Gene Van Landen.
Of course,
he's 65 years old. He's a resident over in Turnout. And he has been having pizzas delivered to his house for over a decade now.
Is he a big boy, Gene?
No, he's an okay man. He looks fit and healthy.
He must work out.
He's not the one that's ordering the pizza. So he has had someone mysteriously deliver pizzas to his house for over 10 years, which is bonkers.
And what, he's been eating them? And
well,
not,
he gets them.
Does he not question who's been giving them to him?
So it started. So initially, he thought it was some sort of mistake. So a delivery person rocks up. So it's not the same person dropping him off every time. And he thought it must have been a mistake. They must have got the wrong house. But then it just kept on happening. He got more and more and more. One day, he reportedly had 10 different delivery drivers come to his place on the same day. And one of those deliveries was for 14 pizzas.
Come on, what does he do with it all?
He says sometimes he used to eat it, but now it's just annoying. This is how he feels about this situation. I cannot sleep anymore. I start shaking every time I hear a scooter on the street. I dread that someone will come to drop off hot pizzas yet another time.
Stop answering the door, mate. Let him make him leave it at the front door. What he doesn't have to say there for him. He could say you've got the wrong house.
He could say that. No, look, he has to put an investigation in. He's taken it to the police because he's gone, this is annoying. And I can understand that because it comes at all hours of the night. The doorbell will go and pizzas will arrive. And they looked into it, but they said they do not know who this mystery orderer is. Now, one of his friends who lives 20 miles away, he started receiving pizzas too. So they believe it's someone who they both know is doing this.
This is like a murder mystery, except it's a great mystery for pizza.
It's a Cluedo pizza version.
It's like the best version possible.
So at this stage, there's no answer to this. This is just an ongoing mystery of him receiving pizzas. And I know that a lot of people are asking, why is this person doing it? For me, how rich is the person ordering the pizzas?
Yeah, that they keep paying it. Maybe it's just a favour from the pizza joint. But surely.
He said it's multiple fast food places. And I should add that sometimes other fast foods have been dropped off, not just pizza.
This guy, this sounds like Christmas. Like, his food bills will be like next to none.
He is 65 years old, so he's not too old yet, but he is more on the way out than you'd say if he's 10. I would love to move into his house once he goes.
Imagine that. Well, if he keeps eating the food that's getting delivered 24/7 for breakfast, lunch and dinner, he'll be gone sooner than you think.
It'll be his own pizza roll.
Cook him. Get him delivered to his mate's house.
This is what you've done.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are in the middle of a fun game of What's Your Occupation?
It's so simple. You give us a call, 13 12 16. You simply state your car, and we will guess your occupation. If we guess correct, you don't win, but that doesn't tend to happen. So majority of the time, you're going to win.
Grace is in Shepparton this morning. Grace, what sort of car do you drive?
Holden Cruise.
Holden Cruise. What colour were you talking, Grace? I'm just trying to get a real visual here.
Blue.
Ooh, like blue. A sky blue or like a bright blue?
Like in between. It's not too dark. It's not too bright.
I like it.
Does it... What do you think a dark blue Holden Cruise means then?
Well, I'm just getting a picture of what she does for work, Grace. I'm getting a real idea at the moment.
Could imagine.
What year model is it?
2010.
Okay, Herbie, you can have first guess this morning. I know exactly what Grace does for work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So we'll end on you because you can get it right. Grace, are you... This might be a curveball. Are you a painter?
Nope.
Nah, Grace, you are a pharmacy assistant.
Nope.
Cool. Okay. Well, the great news is you've won yourself a Dazzler's car wash voucher. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Reveal to the Goulburn Valley what you do for a crust.
I work on an orchard.
Oh.
Just what I thought.
We really got to start thinking local.
Well, Grace, congratulations. Thanks so much for playing this morning.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Now let's go to Sherelle in Yumurka this morning. What sort of car do you drive?
A 2005 Holden Astra.
Astra, okay.
Oh, man.
Zipping around the Goulburn Valley.
2005, what colour?
It's like a maroney colour.
Cute.
And how long have you been at your job?
nearly 2 years.
Solid.
Terrell, you love working at your job because you work in a supermarket. You're a manager of a supermarket. I'm going to lock that one in.
No.
Oh, cool. No.
Was he close at all?
No.
Okay.
Come on, Herbie. Dazzler's car wash voucher for you, Terrell, if Herbie gets this one wrong.
Maybe you are up early because you're a Sparky.
No.
Oh, you thought about it. Was she close?
No. Oh.
What do you do?
I work in aged care.
Oh, lovely.
Big heart. Are you on your way to work at the moment?
I am.
Well, good news for you. You do get that Dazzler's car wash voucher. So hope you have an amazing morning.
Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I did something on the weekend, which I've never done. I thought it'd just be a life hack to share with everyone this morning. Some people may already know this, but some people might not. It's to do with watermelon. Love a bit of watermelon. Do you eat the white bit ever?
I'll eat anything, to be honest. I love a fruit salad.
Love fruit salad.
Watermelon, yeah, delish.
When cutting watermelon, I've always found it's a bit hard, like, you've got to really move it around, get the big knife. If you don't have a big knife, it can get a bit messy.
Oh, I don't cut fruit. Yeah, I get it pre-done.
Well, you might want to try this, because my hack is you just get floss.
What? Like for your teeth?
For your teeth, and you go zhunk down, zhunk down, zhunk
down.
Nah,
it's not sharp enough, surely.
We did it on the weekend.
How? Hang on a second. I'm trying to... So you wrap it around the watermelon and like a knife, you kind of saw it?
Well, obviously, it's not a full watermelon. The watermelon's already cut, so it's like a quarter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could get a big one, which is kind of hard. And we just went dung, 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 and it just popped out.
That's a great idea. It chops up the red bit, whatever the flesh in the middle is, but does it go through the skin at the bottom?
No, but you can get the bottom and go round. Like, then you can curve it.
Great for a watermelon martini or something like that, wouldn't it?
How many martinis have you had?
I've had a few this morning, to be honest. It's been a long, long weekend.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We do say that a fact a day keeps the doctor at bay?
We try to, at least.
So we're going to hit you with some fun facts to help you be healthy for this week or just to educate your mind so you can educate others at school, work, whatever you're up to today.
Exactly. I think a few people need their brains to have a bit of exercise this morning after that long weekend.
Oh, yeah. Especially Herbie, who had 1,000 beers.
Oh, yeah. 1,001. You missed one.
And more.
Ravens in captivity can learn to talk better than parrots.
I've never heard of a raven being able to speak.
Neither. That's a good fact.
I believe you could train them. I can't imagine teaching them to speak, though.
I can't imagine them being better than parrots.
It's not a parrot. I don't actually know what bird it is, but I go for a walk behind Aqua Moves through the bush there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else that walks around there, I'd love to know if they've heard it as well. There's a bird that talks to me around there.
I've walked with you. It doesn't talk to
you. It does.
It's not. It doesn't say, Josiah.
But it wasn't just once with you.
It just makes a noise.
I've been back on that walk 4 times since, and every single time I go past the same spot, it goes, Josiah!
It doesn't say your name.
I think it's a fan. It's a few fans just hiding in the bushes. No, there is. There's some bird. It always goes.
Raven.
And I talk to it. Hello. And it goes.
He actually does talk to it, but it doesn't speak back.
It could be a raven. There's actually quite a few crows around there.
There you go.
Interesting fact, Herbs. Well done. I like that one. Did you know 4 babies are born every second? This one's for you because I know how much you love babies.
Wow.
So right now, every time I speak, 4 more babies. So that moment that every mother knows and any mum listening right now knows how special that moment is. Picture there's 4 people at the same time every second. That's a lot of babies popping out.
That's a lot of babies. Gosh, I do love babies.
There's 4 babies every second. You still don't have one.
Look, this fact is to do with the Queen. I'm a massive fan of old Queen Lizzie. Just last week, I got so excited seeing her riding a horse.
That's right.
At 94 years of age. What a legend. She just keeps on fighting on. And this is quite interesting. I don't know if you know this, but she's a trained mechanic.
No, she's not.
Queen Elizabeth II is a trained mechanic.
Hang on. So I'm actually having a couple of engine problems at the moment. The car, when it's coming out of first gear, sounds like it's rattling. You reckon I could take that to Lizzie
I reckon Lizzie, yeah.
Imagine her getting all greasy and getting
monkey.
Powered. Getting powered. I could just picturing her underneath my car. All fixed, Josiah. Well done, mate.
Now for some tea.
Surely not. I can't picture it.
It's a fact.
I'd love to. I don't want to question your facts because I know how factual they are. But that's a great one, Goulburn Valley, to take to the water cooler today.
I would love that one. I need to know more about that one. We might have to actually do some research for you.
Let's get her on the show tomorrow. This time tomorrow, we'll get the Queen Elizabeth. She can come.
I got
on.
Her number. Yeah, I'll call her.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.